However, it certainly is possible to look at adapting what's currently there on Gannet towards burning gas, for example. And of course, there's a big debate around the exploitation of shale gas through fracking in Scotland. There's also some interest in underground gas that's beneath the Forth, which is very close to Longannet, and whether that could be utilised as a feedstuff. This just indicates yet again the failure of the SNP government's energy policy, because we've seen this huge overemphasis on the development of intermittent wind power right across Scotland. Part of the consequence of that is we are now seeing the closure of the Longannet coal burning station. I think it's time for a rethink on energy policy, and the committee I chair, which is the Scottish Parliament's Economy, Energy and Tourism Committee, has just started work on an inquiry looking at these issues and asking a very serious question as to whether we will have enough electricity in Scotland to meet our needs in the coming decades. Could we look at building an entirely new gas burning station on the Longannet site, given the infrastructure is there and given the jobs are there and the skills are there? And that, of course, would go some way towards securing some of the existing employment. So there are a number of different possibilities that don't involve continuing to burn coal, and I would urge the Scottish Government and Scottish Power to explore all of these.